You're on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl and the Magical Jacket. The story is coming up next with the author of a new book. Diane Seltzer will be our guest shortly. You know, right now is a time when if you're a property owner at Lake of the Ozarks and you have waterfront property and you've got a seawall and you've been looking at the seawall and be going, oh, why does it have those cracks in there? Why is it leaning in or leaning out? And why is it drooping? Well, now's the time to call Steve Jones at Midwest Water and Concrete. I'm going to give you his phone number right out front here. 573, they're local, 693-9448. And what Steve will do is he'll come out and he'll inspect your seawall. He'll give it a good going over and give you an estimate on what it will cost to repair the seawall. Now, if you've been having to backfill, maybe you've had some ice damage from this last winter that you neglected, maybe you've got some stress cracks in there from the wakes and so on, they can take care of all that for you without replacing that wall. And that's going to be a lot cheaper than tearing it all out and putting a brand new one in. The work would be done probably in January, February, March as the lake is pulled down, but the inspections and the estimates can be done now. Get a hold of Steve Jones, and again, the number 573-693-9448. He's the seawall fixer at Midwest Water and Concrete. Now, they're part of Midwest Basement Tech, so if you've got some basement waterproofing issues, some sagging concrete, they can take care of that as well for you. Steve Jones, 573-693-9448. Their office located right there on Osage Beach Parkway, right across the street from Wobbly Boots. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And today we're going to talk a little bit about boating education, but we're going to focus in on a brand new book that's out. And the author is on the phone with us, Diane Seltzer. Diane, nice to have you with us.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, your new book is called The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl. And when I saw this come up on, I saw something on Great Lakes Scuttlebutt about it, and that's a newsletter that I get, and a lot of people get. But I saw this, and I thought, boy, this is great, a new book to help youngsters understand the importance of boating safety and wearing a life jacket. So first, Diane, let me go back a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about your boating. You're out there in the Chesapeake area, right?
I am. I boat on the Chesapeake Bay, the beautiful Sassafras River, and my husband and I have a boat named Seltzer Water, and we've been boating for about 15 years, and we have two beautiful daughters, a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, and we go out there every weekend. We're diehards. We go in April, and we go down on Fridays, and we stay till Sunday, and we keep going every weekend through the end of October. So we're getting ready to wrap up our season, but it's you know, great family time. The girls love it. We love it. And it's a big part of our lives.
Well, you know, having children and having them grow up on the boat is really important. But then, of course, that's where this safety factor comes in and making them feel comfortable and enjoy what you and I enjoy. So tell us a little bit about this this book that you've written. This obviously came because of your daughters?
Yes, actually. The book is called The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl. And it's actually a book inspired by my two daughters, who I mentioned are now 7 and 3. They've both been boaters since they were just a few weeks old. We brought them out on the boat. And the book is designed to teach kids, whether boys or girls, about the adventures of boating, but reinforcing to always be safe on the water. And it's really good to introduce kids to boating, or if you have a boating kid that already loves the water, I mean, the book is great for either one. And in the book, the little girl, who's the main feature, obviously, of the book, she's nervous at first about boating, but then she gets what she thinks is a magical jacket, which, of course, is a life jacket. And when she puts it on, she immediately feels safe and secure. And then she proclaims that she is boat girl. And then she goes on to enjoy herself on the boat and have all these amazing little adventures. And this idea of boat girl was inspired by my older daughter when she was little, and she would have her life jacket on, and we would you know, grab her hand and help her jump off the side of the boat onto the dock, she would jump and then she would put her arms up and say, I am Boat Girl. So that's really the inspiration for it. And really, it's just, you know, being comfortable but also being safe. And, you know, she doesn't have any special powers, you know, per se, but she just has this confidence and you know, that's part of wearing the jacket and being, you know, on the boat with it.
Well, that is so great. And looking at a picture of the cover, you know, it's got this sweet little innocent girl face on there with her life jacket on and The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl. Now, this book dives in a little bit deeper than just you know, wear your life jacket, doesn't it?
Sure. Throughout the book, there's all these special moments that kids really enjoy on the water, like going on a cruise and waving to other boaters and anchoring out and feeding the ducks and going for a swim, you know, all those little special moments. And it really kind of pulls in, you know, my own personal experiences with my girls. In fact, all the beautiful watercolor drawings are inspired by, you know, pictures of different moments that we've had on the water. So, you know, it is fun, but there's that element of safety that's kind of an overlying theme throughout the book.
It's kind of a watercolor type look to it, and it's really a good-looking book. Now, along with, you know, some basic boating terms and things that you help educate the girls about, there's also a logging section where they can kind of keep some notes about what they've done on the water.
Yep. I wanted to make this book something that they could personalize and really turn into a keepsake. In the beginning, there's a place for them to write their name, if the book belongs to them. And at the end of the book, there's some special boat girl safety rules. And, you know, this is a good good way to kind of go through lessons learned throughout the book and recap some good safety rules for kids on the water. And then there's a page that has some fun nautical terms, you know, different terms that they might want to, you know, learn while they're on the boat. Just basic stuff, you know, using the boat and inside the boat, like the cabin and the head. I mean, I remember teaching my kids that the bathroom on the boat is called a head. That's a hard concept sometimes for a little kid to catch on to. And then there's a place at the end where they can write in their own boating adventures. They can fill out their name, the first trip that they took on their boat, whether it was power or sail, where they went boating, and just things that they like most about boating. So I really wanted it to be something that would be a nice keepsake for kids that love to go boating.
Well, you've done a great thing here, and we hope that folks will be picking this up for the holidays. Great time to get inspired over the winter months and get ready to go boating again in the spring. Now, how do people get a hold of The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl?
It's available on Amazon.com right now in paperback, and you just look up The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl and you'll find it. And I think it's great for any kid, you know, it's, I would say, ages 3 and up. Again, boys or girls are going to enjoy the book.
All right. And then you've got a couple of websites that I discovered here, too. Tell us about those.
I do. I have two boating lifestyle sites that I have been running for a while. The first one is boaterlifeonline.com, and that's a more general boating lifestyle site that talks about, you know, just different boating gear and different tips for boating. And then I recently launched a site just for kids called boaterkids.com. And that's where we really get into a lot of the boat safety tips for kids, different ways they can have fun boating. It's really a good resource for parents that have, you know, kids on the water, whether, you know, you're a boater that is new to having kids on the water, or if you have kids and you're new to boating, that site is a good resource for for parents.
Well, very good. BoaterLifeOnline.com or BoaterKids.com. And, of course, the book, The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl, written by Diane Seltzer with the help of her daughters. And, Diane, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And we hope our listeners will grab a copy of your book and help educate their kiddos about the importance of not only wearing a life jacket, but enjoying the boating lifestyle that we do. Thanks again.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
Well, last week on KB Show, we gave away a couple of those books, The Amazing Adventures of Boat Girl. Winners were Nancy Carlson of Lake Ozark and Cindy Wolf up in Gravois Mill. So congratulations to you. Diane said she's going to be sending out a copy autographed for each of you. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about marinas and what they're doing to help you get winterized and what marinas around the country are doing to help educate boaters. Mary Lou Jay has written a great article. We'll have that for you coming up next as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk 1150, 97.5 FM, and on KRMSradio.com.